A few weeks ago, I saw a bicycle parked outside of a nearby cafe. This wasn't your everyday bicycle. A customer walking by commented, "Whoever they are, they've ridden a long way to get here." Turns out he was right.
I haven't counted exactly, because we took different routes, so it's hard to add up exactly how much mileage we did, but we think it's about 2,000.
29-year-old Ian Marsh and 21-year-old Joey Goldsmith had ridden all the way from Brooklyn, New York. They'd been on the road for almost 2 months when I met them in Baton Rouge, and I just had to find out what they were doing and why.
I was in school in New York. I was a history major, and I studied American history. While I was studying it, the thing I wanted to do the most was travel around the country and actually see what was going on. I don't have a driver's license or a car, and biking seemed like the best way to do that.
And Ian decided to tag along. They'd spent the past several weeks in the South, where they experienced our famous hospitality.
They say hello to you and say, "How are you doing?" And they actually want to know.
And they were filled with stories, like the one about the night they spent in Virginia.
We stopped at a trailer park and had an awesome night with some old guys who had been living on the trailer park for years. We drank liquor with them, and we were laughing and having a hell of a time with these guys. And they gave us soup that they had made around the fire pit in the middle of their encampment.
It was pretty delicious.
Some encounters weren't so friendly, though, like in Cherokee, Alabama, when they hopped off the Natchez Trace.
And we were at a gas station, and a woman rolled up and asked us what we were doing, if we were biking the trace. And we said, "Yes, we're biking the trace." She said, "Be careful. I killed one in 2009. And I wasn't immediately sure if she was talking about a cyclist or a deer because of the way she had said it, but she was telling us that she had hit a cyclist on the trace and killed him.
Really?
For both of us, that was a really, really shocking and scary.
People are one thing, dogs another. That's why they carry mace.
One of the scariest things in terms of like heart pounding scary is the dogs that chase after you.
Yeah. Joey sprayed a dog once. It was really
funny.
Did you just yelp away or something?
Well, we had just been stopped in the road by a Doberman and a pit bull, and they would not let us pass. I shouted them down, and they moved off to the side of the road after about 5 minutes. And then we kept riding, and about a half a mile later, this little dog, you know, only 2 feet high, came running down from a porch, just straight beelining towards me. And I was like, forget about it. And I just sprayed it.
They see something new every day. And that something new is not always pretty.
Yeah, it's just a tremendous amount of roadkill.
But it's shocking. Yeah. And you really smell it. I mean, you're going up a hill past a deer carcass and you're breathing hard. And meanwhile, these cars are speeding past at 70, 80 miles an hour and blowing exhaust in your face. And it's like a very overwhelming experience.
Well, do you ever have any moments out there where you just want to quit? You just want to throw your bike down and just grab a car and drive home?
There have been times that I've wanted to get a car and keep traveling that way, but I have not wanted to stop traveling.
Yeah, so I mean, at times I'm willing to take alternate forms of transportation. And out of New York City, we took the train to get out, so it's...
Yeah, I mean, if you wanted to stop traveling.
No, yeah. I mean, I've actually been scared of the opposite. I've been scared that, you know, my body's not going to allow me to keep traveling by bicycle, which I really want to do. I've never wanted to just give up or anything like that.
So far, they haven't. They left Baton Rouge that day, headed for La Place, and then on to New Orleans. And after that, it's unknown, but wherever they go, they're going to get there on their bicycles. For WRKF, I'm Frank Barnett.